as it relates to a little bit of raid, and this is really raid that we left on the table last week, that negeya the sugis of Yesh Noichlin. That is as follows. There's a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvos, Rav Kiva Eger, Simin Kuf Chaf Ches, about a Maisa Shahaya Kachaya that was Marish Oilomis a little bit amongst the big Ga'onim of that time. It just so happens that this exact story is also in Shailos HaTshuvos Chasam Sofer. It's in Evin Ezer Aleph. It's Simin Yud Gimel. In fact, the tshuva that the Chasam Sofer wrote about this story was written to Reb Kiva Eger. So Reb Kiva Eger and the Chasam Sofer and other Gedolei Yisrael, they all tumult about a Maisa Nishahoya Kachaya. Now this Maisa was a Maisa Kiyur, but unfortunately, Chazal say Miyutam Ba'arayis, and that's why when you go through tshuvas in Evin Ezer, very often you find shailas like this, and you find Gedolei Yoylam. Unfortunately, they had no choice but to go into the blotter and deal with these types of situations. So, Maisa Shaya Kachaya, there was a man who was married, who went away for several weeks from his house, comes back home, and when he came home, he walked into his house, and he found that his wife was being mezana with somebody. And obviously, he was very, very disturbed by what he saw, and he quickly made a big tumult. He went to the Rabbanim and he said, my wife was Mazana Tachti. Obviously, I can't live with her and, you know, we have to do something. Anyways, the Rabbanim got involved and they started with Gvias Edis, and it turned out that he wasn't the only person that was aware of what was happening. There were others that were aware as well. Either way, the man was told that he should give his wife a get. They worked out the Ksuba ramifications, the Kachava. And the Rabbanim said that, you know, as of now, there's no child. But in the event that there's going to be a child, meaning if this woman's going to give birth like within the year or so then we're going to have to sit down again and we're going to have to figure out what's the halachic status of this child. Is this child a mamzer? Because at the end of the day, this child maybe was born from this maisa nos, or maybe it's from the husband. But at that point, there was no child, and as a result, there was really nothing to talk about. Either way, this made a tumult. Reb Kiva Eger was one of the poskim that signed off on the initial tshuva, and the way Reb Kiva Eger left it, we're learning this tshuva through the prism of the tshuva of Reb Kiva Eger, was that if a child is born, you shall let me know. 20 years later, Kiva Eger is now Rav in Posen. This had happened when he was the Rav in Friedland. So Reb Kiva Eger is the Rav in Posen. He receives a letter that there's a 20-year-old child that is an upgitin yid. He's a Shema Torah mitzvah, he's a masmid, he's a mitzuyan, he's a choshev, a choshev, a bacher. He wants to get married. The problem is that there's a very stark shmur that this child might be a mamzer. Who is this child? This is a child that was born from that zivug, from that inyan, that had happened 20 years earlier, where Reb Kiva Eger had opined, and it was klar that there was a maisas nus. That was the way they approached it, the Rabbanim, and they said that this couple has to separate. And at the time they had said, we'll see what happened. Well, it turns out, yeah, there was a child that was born. It was a boy. And 20 years later, this Shiloh comes to Reb Kiva Eger. So Reb Kiva Eger writes back to the Rabbanim. He says, I'm a little bit disappointed because, you know, at the time we were holding very clear in the sugya. We went through it. And I told you that if a child is born, we have to sit down and we have to chronicle. This is very important. You want to have a yichus brief to know how many dairis you are from which grois rebbe. That's one thing. But, you know, to know if you're a mamzer or if you're mutalavi b'kal Hashem, that's a little important. And Reb Kiva Eger says, you know, now we're a little bit removed from this. Abenu, what should we do? We're going to have to sit down and we're going to have to tuzich adarich again. And Reb Kiva Eger gives you like a little bit high level of some of the inyanim that happened. It seems that the child was born be'erich 9 months from when the husband had found his wife being mezana with this other person. The man, the husband, also claimed that he had been away for several weeks. That's what it says in the tshuva. Not just that, when he came home, he found his wife doing this maisakir, and he was immediately pirish from his wife. As a result, he's saying it's impossible that this is his child. Because really, the last time that he was mizdavik and mishtai would have been 10 months or so, and that's too long for it to be his child. Not just that, there were edim that saw that while this man was away, the woman had gone to the mikvah. And we know Mu'uberes is Misulek is Damim. And as a result, that's another umdana that this child is not really from the husband, and maybe she was a Mu'uberes before she did the Maisen Sos. Either way, this is what's playing itself out in the truth. Now, the husband's tain is for sure not my child. Incidentally, the woman was tainting that it is the husband's child. And the reason the woman was saying that it's the husband's child is because it seems like this man had money and she wanted mezonos. Again, this is 20 years earlier. So there was a little bit of a shakta v'tarya here. There were two tzedakim. She was like, I'm telling you this child is from you. He's saying not. You have the gvias edus, some of these other mitigating factors. And this is what's playing itself out. So Kvega sat down and Kvega wrote a tshuva. And the reason, just to appreciate the context, if a man walks into Beis Din and he says, this child is not my child. What do you mean? Your wife gave birth to the child. Say that. So the child's a mamzer. But I'm telling you now, it's not my child. Is he believed or is he not believed? What's the halacha? It's a Mishnah. It's a Mefurisha Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Mesechtes Kedushin. The Mishnah says, Oimer Benizeh Mamzer. If somebody says that this child is a mamzer, Einoy Neman. He's not believed. Vafilu Shnei Moidim. Alo Ubershebe Meyel. The mamzer, even if he and her, they're both, this is for sure what it is. The man's like, I'm telling you now, this is not my child. And she's like, I'm telling you now, it's not my husband's child. It doesn't matter. Ain't no nemanim. They have no nemanis. Rabbi Yehuda says nemanim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda says they are believed. A man that says beniza mamzer zok Rabbi Yehuda has an nemanis. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says a man is believed to say beniza mamzer like mechatesmi. Where does that come from? So the Gemara says kidetanya. You know what the makar is? It's from a braisa. It says in the Torah, Yakir, in the parsha of Yerushas Abachar, and we learn from there, Yakir, Renu Lacher, Mikan Amar Rabbi Yehuda learned from there, Neman Adam Loimar Zebini Bechar, Ukeshem Sheneman Adam Loimar Zebini Bechar, Kach Neman Adam Loimar Zeben Gerushna Vezem Ben Chalutza, Vechachamim Oirim, the Chachamim say, Einoy Neman, you're not going to be believed. And the Gemara goes, and it's Shokla Vatari in this Shaila, and the Gemara over here is word for word, the Gemara in Bava Basra, that Kuf Chav Zayin, that we learned together a few days ago. The whole sugya, Yakir, Yakir Renu, where's an Egeya Yakir according to the Chachamim, Rameyer, Geises, it all plays itself out. It's a verbatim sugya in Kedushin Ayiches Amaves. What's Mavur over here is that this machloik is in the Mishnah. If a father is believed to say Benizah Mamzer, or he's not believed to say Benizah Mamzer, is the machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. In fact, read the names. Ha'imer Benizah Mamzer, Einoy Neman, Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'imer Nemanim, Zok the Gemara, that who is this Rabbi Yehuda? That's Rabbi Yehuda L'shitasa. That holds that a father is believed to say Benizah Bechor, Kineger a Koil and Kineger a Chazaka, and that a father is believed to say Benizah Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, so too a father is going to be believed to say Benizah Mamzer. The Chachamim that say Einoy Neman is the Chachamim L'shitasayu. Yeah, if there's no Koil, there's no Chazaka, but the minute you're going against any Koil, any Chazaka, at that point you have no Nemanis. A husband and wife are living together, Roy Bilasach Rabba, you have no Nemanis to go Kineger that and to say that Benizah Mamzer. So who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Yehuda? Do we paskin like the Chachamim? So we know from the Gemara, it was one of the Shef Shmaitzes of Rabbi Abba. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Hilchas Akavosei to Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin that a father's belief to say Beni Zebuchar, which means a father's belief to say Beni Zeb Ben Gerusha Ben Chalusa, which means that a father's belief to say Beni Zeb Mamzer. And the truth is, the Rama paskins it in Perik Beis Hilchas Nachlis. Shulchan Aruch paskins it in Chayshem Mishpatim Reisha in Zayin. That's with regards to all the Nachlis sugyas in Eben Ezer as it relates to Ishos. So listen to a Lashon HaMechaber. It's an Evan Ezra Simon Dalit Sifchav Tes. Eshes Isha Oimeres Alo Uber. She Eino Mi Baila Eino Nemenes Lepoisloin. If an Eshnitz Ish says regarding her child that it's not from my husband, Eino Nemenes Lepoisloin. Avalo Of She Oimer Alo Uber She Eino Mi Menu Oy Al Echad Mi Bonov She Eino Ibnoi Nemon Lepoisloin Vahu Mamzer Vadai. This is a regular dinner. It's as if there would be two Adam that are saying it's a Mamzer. Yakir isn't regular in a monos like we talked about. The bottom line is, it's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that a father is believed to say that the uber is eino mimenu. Oyalechem nibonav she'eino ibnoi. And he's a mamzer vaday. So the haschol of this shiloh that was now brought to Reb Kivega 20 years later was the father saying, it's not my child. He has an amonos. That's it. No questions asked. He has an amonos. So if the father hasn't, it's enough on halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's a painful halacha maybe, in certain situations, but it's a mefurish halacha. She's not believed, he is believed. Based on a pasuk in the Torah, Yaakov, Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim, a Mishnah, not even a Gemara, a Mishnah, and from the sugis in Yesh Noichlin, it's mevur, we pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda. So Kineg said, at first glance, for sure, the father would be believed, stating that Rabbi Kineg said, that I think we could be mekel. And the reason we could be mekel is because there are three shitas harishonim that are scattered in Shas that would allow us maybe to say that even though ordinarily the father is believed to say b'niz and mamzer, maybe here he wouldn't be believed. And this is very, very geschmack. The first shita is a toisus in the sugya. The toisus that we do learn together on daf kuf chav zayinam abeis in the sugya of Yaakov. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, just like a father's belief to say b'niz ebechay, so to a father's belief to say that my son is a ben grusha ben chalus. A fake toisus to avias kasha. Pshaychis. Maybe you believe to say your son is a bechar. Who said you believe to say your son is a ben grusha ben chalutza? Right, it's not the same thing. To say your son is a bechar means he gets a double portion of the Yerusha. Okay, right, he has a migo anyways. You want to give him an extra portion of the Yerusha gezunte. But to say he's posel? Make a taste that you have a right to say he's posel. So Tosfos says that the reason Chazal knew that according to Rabbi Yehuda, just like a father's belief to say b'ni zeh bechar, so too his belief to say b'ni zeh ben grusha ben chalutza, is because what would be if somebody has two sons? One is older and the other one is younger. There's no question who's the older son and who's the younger son. And the son comes and he says, my second son, he's my Bechar. He says, what do you mean? What's he? What's your older son? He says, B'ni Zeh Mamzer. He would be believed. And the reason we'd be believed is because Kol Zeh Achnes in the Nemonos of Yaakov. Yaakov state that a father has an amonis to say b'ni zeh bechor. And being that a father has an amonis to say b'ni zeh bechor, that amonis is so powerful that it works even if you have to tzol an invoice, which means that for sure the older son is not really his son. So what is he if he's not? He's a mamzer. So it's muchach from Yaakov that a father has an amonis also to pass the l'shan. That's a chazal knew to take the leap of faith. Because it's muchach mineu bey in the fact that a father has an amonis to say b'nizah b'chor, because it's mashma that this is an all-inclusive halacha, even if it's going to implicate an older son and force us to say that he's not really the father's son. What is he? Oh, must be that this child is really a mamzer. So Tosfos says this teretz, Tosfos mefalfel in this teretz, and then Tosfos brings from the Bahag, that the Bahag said, that it's mavur in the Gemara, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That a father is neman to say b'ni zeh b'char, but not just that, he's even neman to say b'ni zeh mamzer. Where's that gepaskin? Where's that mavur shittas Rabbi Yehuda? In Kiddushin Ayin Chesam Ebeis, zok the Bahag, that's only true if you're making one of the other sons of Bechar. So when it's working with this mahalach, so then you have this halacha. But to the extent that you just want to walk into Bezin one day, you want to say b'ni zeh bechar, you have no namonis. You have an namonis to say b'ni zeh bechar. That's what your namonis is. And ad kedei kach, you're neman to say b'ni zeh bechar, even if it means another one of your children is going to be a mamzer. But if what you're walking to Bezin is not saying b'ni zeh bechar, what you're walking to Bezin is saying b'ni zeh mamzer, and there's no bechar implications, you have no namonis to say b'ni zeh mamzer. That's what the Bahag says. So Zokrab Ki Ve'eger, in this case, the person is just saying b'ni zeh mamzer. There was no b'ni zeh bechar. So Zokrab Ki Ve'eger, that Zedosh Nitas Bahag. Now we don't paskin like this Bahag. Tais asks a bunch of kashas in this Bahag. It's actually interesting because in Bava Basra and Yesh Noichlin, Tais brings up a shame to Bahag. In Perek Acholitz, there's a similar sugya, Memhei, Memvav, and with Tais brings this chiddush b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. But Al Kaponim, whether it's the Bahag, whether it's Rabbeinu Tam, we don't pass like this Bahag, we don't pass like this Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbi Kivega is that Epis Asfara it is. And being that Epis Asfara is, so there's no question, we could hear it. The second Tziruf, Lakula, Rabbi Kivega said was, is the sheet from the Tosfos Rid, that the Tosfos Rid says that the only time a father is believed to say b'nizah mamza, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is if his wife is not contradicting him. But if his wife is contradicting him, if she's makhishtoi, so then he has no namanas. We don't paskin like this Tosfos Rid. But Rabbi Kivega said that Sadar Shitas Tosfos Rid. And because it's such a shita from the Tosfos Rid, so Al Koponim, it's definitely a sniff lahaka. And he said that being that over here she's being makhish, she was saying very, very confidently that no, you are the father of this child. As a result, you could be mitzarif to Tosfos Rid and you could say that maybe the father has no namanas. But then Kivega brought a third shita, sorry, Shainim. It's from the Riaz. And the Riaz said a Dovah Nifla. The Riaz said that this, that a father has an amonis to say, b'ni zeh mamzer, that's only if he's saying it's my son. But you should know he's a mamzer. But if the father's going to say he's not my son, why should he have that namonis? Yakir shteich, that you have a right to talk about your children. But if dvorecha is not your son, then memela you lose the namonis. And then you're not going to be believed at all. So it's true. If somebody has a son, and then he says, the child's a mamzer. How did the child become a mamzer? He was born a chayvei kris. I don't know. It's my son, but the child is a mamzer. So then you're going to have an namonis. But to say that it's not my child, mechitesi. The namonis is avivul it's bni, but to say ze einoy bni, no, that bni and he's a mamzer, yeah. Oh, be einoy bni does nish. Now we don't paskin that way. How do you know you don't paskin that way? We read the Shulchan Aruch. Avol of shoymer al ube she einoy mimenu. Ha'av shoymer al ube she einoy mimenu. Oy alechem ibanav she einoy bnoi neman lepoisloi. For whom mamzer vaday, so we don't paskin that way. Oh, but Snok Rab Kivega said, "Da Ashita, so Da Ashita Sariyaz." So Rab Kivega with a gevaldig koyach der Torah, he said that even though I'm about to say something that's kenegan often aloch in Shulchan Aruch, because in Shulchan Aruch state Evan Ezra Simon Dalid Sif Chof Tes Hilchus Piri Verivya that a father's nemot to say bni zeh mamzer, and even if it means ain't no bni has no sheiches to bechayre, and it doesn't matter if she's machish, she's not machish. There's no remes to that in Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't matter. The father's believed. And Kivega said it's Kedai, the three Shitas Arishonim, the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Tosfos written the Riyaz, to be makel and to allow this person to go ahead and get married. Now, with every tshuva, we just had it in the Gemara, Erev Shabbos, like with every tshuva, you always have to know the rest of the story, right? Maiserav or Halacha Adifa, right? That was the Yibaya that we just had in the Gemara. So there's other Akuli Upshuri that played itself out. Oh, but this was the foundation of Rab Kivega's tshuva. Maisa, after Rab Kivega wrote the tshuva, he sent it to the Hilge Chassam Sofer, and he asked the Chassam Sofer what the Chassam Sofer thinks on this Inyan. So it's actually very interesting, because the Chassam Sofer, the first paragraph of this tshuva in Chassam Sofer is, Meireshes kazois temani umilfonem oisa galisi lemar achre mi rodaf melach yisrael moiri v'chami agoyin. Asking me, like the whole beginning of the tshuva is Rav Kivega is asking me. Lameisner, the Chassam Sofer goes and he's mefalful and he comes out pachas yoisa the way Rav Kivega came out, and this really goes down as the kula of Sai Rav Kivega and Sai the Chassam Sofer, and that is that we have these three shitas arishayim, and because we have these three shitas arishayim, maybe we can make up. I was going through the tshuva Rav Kivega, and I saw something very interesting. Incidentally, I had stickers here on this tshuva. We went through this tshuva together once when we learned Masechtas Nida, and that's because of the Mesulekes Damim and Rabbi Tosfa, right? Is it possible for a woman to be a Muberes for more than 9 months, right? Up to 12 months even. V'advor matikin ve'in kan amokim laharach. But this is coming from a completely different perspective. But at the end of the tshuva, Rabbi Kivega writes like this, v'hine, kashen nishol chasoni chavivi, hagoyin hamafursen, Ramoisha Nero Yor of Bezen de Kilo Kidosha Preshbergaza. Nosan Daito Lodun, but imho Adam him Kroivem. He started clearing that maybe the Adam that witnessed this Maisik here, because again, could a person himself be an aid on something that happened? Aid on the Mesa Matsme Rosh, right? There's a lot going on in this Shuvah. But there were real Adam. And the Chassam Sofer started clearing that maybe the Adam were Kroivem, Vidon Lahater. The im kirayose ein mechuber kolkach. He said, I wasn't really sure where he was coming from. Aberoisi kama godel koichen shel tzadikim. Ki chiddush hoyo shedon lo loy nishol. To me, it was a chiddush. Where did Chassam Sofer get that they were kroivim? I don't even know where he got that from. V'ulam, acha she'amad harav pila, that's one of the cities, ala chakira, noida shebe'emes ha'edem him kroivim zelazeh, v'ruach Hashem diber boy. Kivega said it was Ruach HaKodesh, because Chassam Sofer started saying that they were Kroivim. He says, I don't even know where he got it from. So he said, V'ruach Hashem Diber Boy. Nice Lashon. I never saw this Lashon quoted. Tucked away here in the Tshuvas Rav Kivega that he's saying about Chassam Sofer. But Al Koponim, this was this greatest Tshuva that they wrote. So I just want to say one thing, and that is, you know, we talk about this a lot. We haven't had the opportunity to speak out Tshuvas in a little while, but, right, we always say how you find this Indian in the Tshuvas of Kfar Hoiru Zaken, right, where the three of the Gedoyers would write a tshuva, and they would issue a psak, and this psak would become the basis of how every single gadol and klal yisrael would tackle such a thing. And befrat, when it's a tshuva Chassam Sofer, and it's a tshuva Rav Kivega, well, yeah, we speak about the tshuva of Yehudas, but there was certain meshivim where it became nevuah shehutzrucha ledoyers, like the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph. Right, this is mamish ledoyers, because these tshuvas weren't just written for those shailas. These tshuvas were written ledoyer doyers. Any shaila that would ever cross any gadol's desk that mirrored such a shiloh, this is the way it played itself out. But just get a little bit of an idea. There's a tshuva from Yitzchak Chanan. This is Shaul's tshuva in Yitzchak. It's in Evin Ezer, Simin Zayin. Zug echot shenafal ketata umiriva beineim zeh shonim rabois. V'nifredu zemizu, v'isha dore b'fnayatzma kama shonim, v'abal hoya dirosei b'merchak mokoim b'medina acheres. They're fighting and they're living very far apart from each other. V'achaz man rab, nosa ha'isha l'mokoim m'guri abal, v'achrav urshona yolda ha'isha ben. So she went to visit that city, and about a year later, she gave birth to a son. V'toyenes ha'isha, ki yolda sami b'ayla. That the father of this child is her husband. Ki hoya ima bebeisa is a pomim lefid varer. Vabal oimer ki avlad enam imenu. Ki imi ish acha. Ulefid varov, ba umden daite ki avlad enam mizere yehudim. Vinishalti lechavas daite im avlad kosh alove bakal oloi. Chufa, mekor din zeu bishulchan aruch even as a simendal sifchav tes. Da ava oimer al bnoi shein oi bnoi nem on the pois leva hu mamzer vad. Aber uba chufa smor na goin rabki vegas. That's all. This is how every single chufa in this Indian starts. It starts, it's Halach and Shulchan Aruch, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, based on a Mishnah, Kiddush and Ayiches on a base, but at the end of the day, it's Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger. And if it's Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, so as I do this, there's another Tshuva. There's a Tshuva in Shail's Tshuvas, Imre Yosher. So the Imre Yosher was Rameir Arik. And this is in Chelik Beis, it's in Simen Kuf Yodalad. So the Tshuva was written L'chvoid, Hamor Hagoyin, Rabbi Yaakov Levi, of Bezdin, the Kehilas Chabin. So Rabbi Yaakov Levi, he's the Rav in Chabin at this point, and he sends him a shayla that he had handled together with Hagoyim Midombrov. So who's the Hagoyim Midombrov? He's the Chazoy Nochem, who was the Chabin Aruv's brother. And the Chabin Aruv is also mentioned here in the Shuvah. So Rameir Arik was a Talmud of the Koich of Miyakov, who was the Chazoy Nochem and the Chabin Aruv's father. So he's part of this world of Chabin. And this tshuva, these are all the gedolim that are handling. So what's the shaila? Al dash shelose biisha achas ishes ish shehidora bikfar v'neskarsha mibayla biyosa meuberes. And while she was pregnant, she got divorced. Ki abal omar oz shezeh shloisha shonim shloikorav elea machmas ketotois rak shahoyse bebeisoi. And now all of a sudden, she's a meuberes. And he says, it's shloish shonim shloikorav elea. So obviously it's not his child. And as a result, he goes away. וגם אתה הבעל חי ואומר כן. נו, ובכל משך זמן הסרחיק מביטו שיולדו לאחר גרשן. And there was a little girl that was born, and the man said, I had nothing to do with this daughter, and he was pirish from his daughter, he had nothing to do with her. 30 years later. והבאס אתה הנה, היא באס שלושים שם, ונשתד חלי ישראל. She's engaged. וקרבו זמן הנשואין. And she's about to get married. Ha'ata ha'shailim yesh malkum la'teira. Now the invitations already went out, and now all of a sudden, what are you supposed to do? Is she even allowed to get married? The father tain is, the child is a mamzer, right? Ha'imer b'ni zeh mamzer, biti, it's the same thing, right? So if you're saying that the child is a mamzer, what are you supposed to do? So the Dumbra of the Roof wrote a whole tshuva, and they wanted to know, they were afraid to pass in the shiloh, and they sent it to a mayor, Arik, who underrated, was one of the great meshivin of the late 19th century, early 20th century, was nifter in 1925. By the way, he was nifter, the Rameir Arik was nifta on the first day of Sukkot. He was nifta on Tes Vav Tishrei 99 years ago, in the year 1925. So exactly 99 years ago, in the Sukkot. His patir was Yotzin Hashmasi in the Sukkot, Rameir Arik. But I'll upon him, so Rameir Arik sits down, he has to, Zokta, Hine, Ke'ein Shaila Zu, B'Truvus Rab Kiva Eger, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, V'Truvus Chsam Soif Evan Ezer, Simen Yud Gimel, V'Shnei Hago'inim Hanal, Hoiru Le'Teira. Nu, V'Nech Se'anan, is it the same Shaila? And he Pachas Yoisa goes, and he just applied this Kula from Rab Kiva Eger, and this Kula from the Chsam Soif. There's a lot of other things there. It's a deli, at the end of the tshuva, he says, Mikoisle Hachuva Niris, that the Chosin, Danan, doesn't know about this whole Indian. And the question is, do you have to tell him? Right? So it's interesting, in the world of like, do you have to tell when you're handling a Shidduch? So you have to tell that it could be she's a mamzer. I mean, that's like a little bit of a shiloh. So Lamaisin comes out and he says, you zicha have to tell. And he says, as much as it's a truvus from Kvega and it's a truvus Chassam Zoyver, at the end of the day, that just means that you have 100% on me. Lismach. He's not being mefakfik in the kula, but like in the world of you have. But one interesante caveat he had is, it's because the emesis is a Gemara in Perak HaCholetz. It's a peladig Gemara. I mean, when you learn this Gemara, daf yoimidig, right? You do a little bit of a double take, because the Gemara that was handling the sugya of Eved Vakuti Abba Bas Yisrael, Avlad Kosher, Avlad Mamzer. So there's an idea that even though Avlad Kosher, but the Vlad is Pogum. So the Gemara tells a story that somebody once came to Rabbi Yehuda, and it was a girl, and you know she was the offspring of such a child of Eved Kutia Abba Bas Yisroel. She came to Rabbi Yehuda and he said, "What should I do? I'm a pogrom. What's going to be with Shaduchim?" Amalei said, he told him, "Zil Itamar." He said, "Go hide." Meaning, go hide, go to a place where no one knows who you are, and do a shidduch over there. Like this, no one's going to know about it. So Ramei Arik said that you see already that you don't necessarily have to tell everything. As long as. So Ramei Arik said that it could be, number one, there was a girl, and maybe it's different. But Akopan of the Maisa, Ramei Arik said one thing he said very, very clear, and that is that could be there's a chilik if they're going to find out. Or if they're not going to find out. Meaning to the extent that at some point they're going to know about it and they're going to come with tainus and tairimus, then you'd be mechuyev to tell. But if not, not. So again, this is not halacha lemaisa. But the bottom line is, this is what's going on. I just want to bring out one point. We learned the sugya of Yakir from Omer ben Izeh b'chor Neman. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. This halacha is not only gay Yakir, it's gay ben Izeh mamzer. And really, ben Izeh mamzer, this permeates so many, lighter. Incidentally, if you go through the tshuvas of the Ga'ina Yoilam, they were very disturbed that they were being asked shaylos like this. The Chassam Sofer, you can see, he's writing this tshuva with a broken heart. There's certain lashonis there where it's so evident. Mei Arik says, "Nu miyutem barayis chazal said, this is the way it is. Ubechol dor v'dor yesh anoshim muatim sheprutzim barayis." And as a result, G'day Yisrael always had to deal with shaylos like this. But at first glance, Ha'imu b'nizah mamzeh neman. And this would be like an open, shut case. There's nothing to talk about. But Kivegan, the Chassam Sofer, wrote this tshuva, and they wrote these tshuvas 250 years ago, and these tshuvas were nevuah shnehutzrucha l'dayris, that adayay mazeh, any gadol that's posed with a shayla like this, you have who to be soymechan. It's keneged halach and shulchan aruch. But you have a shnitas abahag and a rabbeinu tam that we don't paskin like. You have a toisiz rid that we don't paskin like. You have a riaz that we don't paskin like. You need the places of Rabbi Kivegan, the Chassam Sofer, to say it. But once you have two nevi'im that issued such a psak, this became the nevuah shnehutzrucha l'dayris. Every such tshuva starts with Taloch and Shulchan Aruch. It starts with this kula. Now, there's a whole other aspect to this that Be'ezer Hashem, I think, is kedai to get back to. And that is, anytime there's such a shayla of mamzer, you have to suspect that maybe the father's a goy. Because if the father's a goy, there's a big revach. The revach is a child's not a mamzer. So, in Eishin Zish, that's mazana with a goy, so it child won't be a mamzer. It's going to be already a whole different inyan. So the question is, if you have a right to assume goy, befrat be'ir shiru by nachrum, you would think most people that are putzim ba'arayis are nachrim. So that's already a whole nother shmuz. It comes up in that original truth of Kivegan, the Chassam Sofer, in the truth from Meir Arik, and the truth from Yitzchak Chanan. So there's a whole second part to this, but Ezra Hashem will get back to.